Jim, having a son, as I've got a couple, I'm sure you've been through this before. I've changed my Twitter avatar to a picture my son drew of me in his class today.
Pretty accurate.
It's the only thing
Yeah,
about it
he nailed
is,
it.
well, the only thing about it is it has me smiling, which I don't think he's ever seen me actually smile, so it was a little inaccurate there. But he also wrote a little deal here, because here's the thing, everybody knows. The whole world is focused on Mother's Day. Father's Day is sort of an afterthought, which I'm fine with. That's the way it should be. I have no problem with that. The women do all the work. But anyway, my son, as part of his class project today, they did a donuts with dads thing today. So they had us in this morning and not only draw freakish pictures of their fathers, but they also wrote up little booklets about what their dads mean to them. And I'm sure you've probably gone through this with Scott over the years.
Sure.
So here's what my son thinks of me. Now, this is both good and bad, because it's like you really want to have a connection with your son, and it's heartwarming to know what your son thinks of you and how he thinks about you and what he associates with you. But at the same time, it's a little scary, because you're thinking, man,
He's going to tell the truth.
Yeah.
The
What
brutal,
if he talks
honest
about
truth.
what an a-hole my dad is?
Yeah.
You don't want your kid to
Like
say
I
that.
said, the truth.
So Maddox, here's what he says. He says, my dad's name is Justin Akery. He was born in Iowa State.
That counts.
Yes.
I'll give it to him.
By the way, his penmanship is very similar to his father's. Not very good. He works at 103.7 The Buzz. That's true.
He's two for two.
He loves to play golf, and he has a picture of me in a golf cart. I may have to tweet some of this out. His pictures are great. He likes salmon.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Otherwise known as salmon in some cultures.
My dad is awesome because I love him. The end.
How did he spell salmon?
Samon, which is actually closer than I would have expected.
I'm pretty sure that's the correct spelling.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a silent L.
If you're a 6-year-old and you've never eaten it, and you just every time you smell it, you are grossed out, yeah, definitely not going to spell it correctly.